Bibles, we again call your attention to the Acts of the Apostles out of the fourth chapter. The fourth chapter, I'm going to read verses 29 through 32. The Bible reads, "And now, Lord, behold their threatenings, and grant unto thy servants that with all boldness they may speak thy word, by stretching forth thine hand to heal, and the signs and wonders may be done by the name of the Holy Child Jesus." And when they had prayed, the place was shaken where they were assembled together. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost. And they spake the word of God with boldness. And the multitude of them that believed were of one heart and of one soul. Neither said any of them that aught of the things which he possessed was his own, but they had all things common. Meaning they all was on one accord. The 31st verse we'd like to call your attention to. "And when they had prayed, the place was shaken where they were assembled together. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and they spake the word of God with boldness." Supporting scripture coming from Acts 2 and 1. "And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled the house where they were sitting. And they appeared unto the cloven tongues like as of fire, and it set upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance." And lastly, a very familiar passage, the 150th Psalms, verse 6. "Let everything that have breath praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord." And when they had prayed, the place was shaken where they were assembled together. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost. And they spake the word of God with boldness. The base of those verses, like you thought of subject this morning, I'm praying for a Holy Ghost shakedown. I'm praying for a Holy Ghost shakedown. It seems like it was only yesterday we were celebrating New Year's Day. January the 4th, we broke bread together and we shared the blessings of new beginnings on that first Sunday, having a fresh start and another opportunity to get close and to continue to move forward towards our goal. We found out that time is just swiftly moving. And here we are 8 months later sharing on the last summer weekend. Seems as though we blinked and the year is almost gone. So just one more blink and it'll be Christmas. We'll be back to starting to begin to think of what am I going to do to make things better for me this year that I didn't do last year. Years continue to roll on, and we are thankful that God has blessed us to yet still be amongst the living. We thank God that we're able this morning to say, I'm still here. I may have had some situations in my life, but I'm still here. Had some ups and downs in these 8 or 9 months, but I'm still here. I had time when I began to wonder, Lord, where are you? But God, you just stepped in and let me know that you've never left me. That there's somebody in here that's been down on a bed of affliction and God has touched you and brought you back up to where you got strength back in your body. So you know that God is a moving God. You know that God is a healer. And when God has done something for you, no one can change your mind or nobody can put doubt into your mind to make you believe that God is not able. What I love about God and I love about the Spirit of Christ is that I can see God working in my brother's life and realize that the same thing he did for him, he'll do for me. So I don't necessarily have to go through everything that Daryl go through. I can look at what Daryl has gone through and say, Lord, I thank you because if you did it for him, you would do it for me. And then don't think that you are so holy or you are better than somebody else because of who you are, or where you work, or where you go to church at, or who your pastor is, or who your favorite artist might be. It does not matter. If you don't love Jesus, then you lost anyhow. Anybody in here got a love for the Lord our God? Anybody got mind enough to realize that if I'm saved, I don't have anything to boast about? Whole lot of us like to ronk around with a big old sign on our chest. I'm saved and I'm sanctified. And are there any highly favored folk in the house this morning? You know how we are. Sometimes we get a little holier than thou. Just because God had done brought you through, he brought somebody else through. You're not the only one highly favored. That one that's dead right down there in the mud and in the dirt right now, they are favored because they are yet still living. For the Bible that I read declares that a living dog is better than a dead lion. So as long as there's breath in your body, there's some hope. As long as you got a mind to just think for yourself and stop being all the time being such a follower. Every now and again, have your own mind. Read the word for yourself. Don't take what everybody else say to be word. Look and read the word for yourself. There are times when you can get sidetracked because you listen to too many other folk. It's not about what they say. It's about what God has said. And God is pleased when we come together and lift up his name and magnify him together. And I don't know about you, but I'm glad to have my brothers and sisters in fellowship. You know, we got to understand that we're all part of the body of Christ. And we got to learn how to trust God and know that God will do what nobody else can do. Today is one of those days that I just feel happy in Jesus. Anybody just happy that God loves you? See, just a couple of days ago, I stood in the same place to give words of comfort. But today, it's words of comfort. It's words of encouragement. It's words to let you know that it's all about God. It's not about us. It's words to let us know that we need to be about our Father's business. We need to be down on bending knees, praying ye one for another. And not only do we need to pray, but how many of you know that every now and again, you need to have a little bit of God's Spirit? You know, if God just touched you just a little bit and you get a taste of what God is all about, how many of you know you always want to get another touch? Anybody in here ever had a touch from God? Then if you had a touch from God, then you want another touch from God. How many of you know that touch was mighty good? Made you feel good down on the inside. Gave you peace of mind in your mind. And even though you were going through and the enemy thought that he had you, how many of you are glad that you can say, you're a liar, I got away. Hallelujah. The devil thought he had me, but I got away. Because I know that God is able to do what nobody else can do. God is a God that loves us, and he's a God that has no respect of persons. So because God has blessed all of us, as we talked on last week, we ought to have an attitude of gratitude. We ought to be grateful this morning of what God has done for us throughout another week's journey. He has allowed us to be here in this place. And the Bible teaches us not to forsake the assembling of ourselves together. And the reason being is because I believe that God is pleased when we come together as one body in Christ. Now, I know that when we come together and when we worship and we praise God, we all have our own way. And I believe we all here because we love God in some form or another. We want to worship God. We want to praise his holy name. But how many of you know and believe that there is power in the name Jesus? If you ever get in a situation where you need some help, I encourage you to call on the name Jesus. One thing about calling the name Jesus is that he can come to your rescue because you don't have to wait for him to get there. He's already there. And that's what I love about God. He's right there, and he might not move right then, but he is going to move. He's going to move just when you need him to move the most. And what I love about him is that he knows exactly what we stand in need of. He is a God that has all power, and power is in his holy name. If you know how to call on the name of Jesus, then there ought to be a time when you don't mind surrendering yourself. See, a lot of us, we like to come to God's house, but we don't mind if somebody shout for a little while, but don't stay up there too long. We don't mind if somebody cry out, oh, hallelujah, I love Jesus, but don't holler right in my ear. Can't you turn your head? There's some haters in the house that don't like it because you praise the Lord like you praise God. But how many of you are glad that that neighbor that's sitting beside you, if they don't have the authority, they don't have the power to wake you up or to put you to sleep, they don't have a heaven or a hell to carry you to. They didn't wake you up this morning. They didn't feed you when you got hungry. They're not the one that touched your body when you go through. So I wonder why you're so concerned about what they think. I'm not worried about what they think. I'm praying about what the Lord God has done for me. Is there anybody in here this morning that know that God done something for you? And because he did it for you, you know you owe God a praise. And you come to praise him in spirit and in truth. If there anybody want to surrender yourself to allow the spirit of God to move in your life, stop sitting around waiting on it to just fall out the sky. There are folk that wonder, why does it take all of that? Well, it takes all of that because some of them, it's hard to get the message. You know, sometimes you know how it is when you just talk and they get so tuned in to that little voice that next thing you know, they done went to sleep. So I try to keep enough spirit in me to know that I want to move while the Lord God is moving. And I feel like that every now and again, we got to allow the spirit of God to stir up that gift that is inside of you. Don't you know you have a gift as well as anybody sitting in this room? Your gift might not be singing. Your gift might not even be public speaking, but your gift might be just loving somebody. Your gift might be that you can pray to God and you're going to stay on your knees until God worked that situation out. How many of you know we got some folk that pray, but if God don't come right quick, fast, and in a hurry, you get up and begin to question and wonder, has God heard my humble cry? But there's somebody in the house that know I'm going to stay right here until the Lord bless me. Somebody going to be just like Jacob and say, I'm not going to let go until I get what I asked the Lord for. Is there anybody in here talking to God this morning? I feel like a lot of time we just move too fast. And every now and again, I'm talking to myself right now. Man, I opened up that door. Sometimes we move so fast that we just need to slow down. Take a deep breath. It's amazing how relaxing that is. The Bible says, be still and know that I am God. Maybe sometimes we don't hear that small, still voice because there's too much commotion in the midst of us. Sometimes we make the noise ourselves. We always got some type of noise contraption going on. If it's not the television, it's the radio. If it's not the radio, it's the telephone. We got everything ringing and everything buzzing and everything got their own kind of sound. And a whole lot of you out there got all kinds of sound tones and dial tones and ring tones. And you know exactly who it is because you done put it in. Oh, that's such and such. And how many of you ignore when certain ring tones come through? You realize, I don't need to answer that. I know who that is. I talk to them after a while. And God might be trying to talk to you. So every now and again, it's all right to hit the mute button. It's all right actually to turn the phone off. If all of our cell phones went dead right now, some of us will have a bad day. Attitudes are changed. We have come to love technology more than we love God. If you can't read, you can't communicate with some folk because they text or email. That ain't even where I'm supposed to be. Let me get back where I'm supposed to be. I don't know where all that come from. Where you cell phone folk come up in here messing with my spirit this morning? I'm trying to pray the Holy Ghost down. Don't get me caught up into that modern day mess. I shouldn't have slowed down. I should have kept. I should have kept on going. It is amazing. It is amazing how the spirit and the power of God works. But in reality, and seriously, every now and again, slow down and sort of pace yourself, because we need to have peace of mind. And despite of all the things that you've gone through, realize that every now and again, whatever goes on in your life, God is going to see you through. God is going to be able to do what nobody else can do. And we have a right to praise God. We got to understand, despite all the bloodshed and all the lives that have been sacrificed for peace and equality, the world in which we live, we still are presented with double standards. We still live in a place where there's injustice. And how many of you know that as believers, we are conquerors, and no weapon formed against us should be able to prosper? We got to learn how to trust God and trust the word of God. We got to learn that when the devil means something for your evil, God can turn it around for your good. We got to understand that when we get here in this month of September, this is the month of homecoming and revival. So what I need us to do, and that's why I believe that God led me this way, we need to start praying right now for God to send us a revival. That a man can increase in holiness and be replenished with the joy to serve God with enthusiasm and to get that spark back. You know how it is when we used to love to do what we were doing for God. Now sometimes we act like it's a chore. Now sometimes we act like it's a burden for us to come and do what we call ministry. But if you're going to love God, you got to learn how to let God have his way. As we get ready for our revival, I need somebody to be praying to God. I need somebody to tell God, Lord, you need to help us so we'd be able to share the good news with somebody else. I found out that even though there are people that say they love God, everybody that say they love him don't love him. Everybody that say they love you don't love you. But the Bible declared, Jesus said he left that command, love ye one another as he has loved us. When I began to think about the love of Jesus and all that he's done, I realized that there's something about the power of God. There's one thing that we got to understand, that if you're going to call yourself a child of God, if you reference yourself as a Christian or a believer, then one of the most powerful tools in the world that you need is the power and the tool of prayer. You got to know what it is to pray to the Lord our God. Paul says it in 1 Thessalonians 5:17, pray without ceasing. In other words, you got to always have something to pray about. Well, don't you know that sometimes when you pray, it's not always praying for things. Sometimes you're praying to just thank God for what he's done. Sometimes you're praying to just say, Lord, I just need to know that I'm having a conversation with you. Every now and again, you got to understand that the Bible declares that we need to call God any time or the day or the hour. We look in St. Luke 18:1, it says, and he spake a parable unto them to this end, that men ought to always pray and not faint. So we got to learn how to pray when we don't feel like praying. We got to pray when there's no trouble in sight. We got to pray when there's not a pain in our bodies. We got to pray when the sun is shining bright and we're not worried about when the sun is going to shine again. Don't you know that we all need to have a prayer life? Prayer. Prayer is just simply communicating with God. And I need to help somebody understand that you don't have to have a rhythm. You don't have to have been on the Lord's side for 15, 20 years. All you got to do is just have something on your mind. Open up your mouth and start talking to your God. You might not be able to put it in fancy words, but God don't need it in fancy words. All God needs to know is to hear from you. Is there anybody in here talking to God? Is there anybody that know how to talk to God? When you talk to God and you give God and ask God for this petition or for that petition, when you ask God to do this in your life, how many of you believe that God will come to your rescue? Having said that, I know that most of us all talk to God at one point or another. But you got to learn to pray, pray, and pray again. Anybody know that we got to pray for the spirit of a mighty God? We got to pray that God's power will come down. We got to be able to pray when things are going wrong in our life. Is there anybody that know how to have a hallelujah anyhow praise? Every now and again, I got to tell my God, thank you. David said, morning, noon, and night. Will I cry aloud and the Lord will hear me? See, I don't know about you, but I found out that there are times in the midday when I got to take time out to talk to the Lord. There are times when you got to let God know whose side that you're on. I believe that there's somebody in here that loved God this morning. Somebody in here know God to be their own personal Savior. And if you know God to be your God, then you ought to be one that said that if you got life in your body, where the Bible says, let everything that have breath praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord because he is worthy. Praise ye the Lord and sing unto him a new song. The Bible said, let Israel rejoice in him that made him and the children of Zion be joyful in their king. I don't know about you, but I got a reason to praise him. I want to praise him for everything that he done. I want to praise God for everything that I need him to do. I know that I can't make this journey all by myself. But when I call on the name of the Lord, I know that God will be right there by my side. I realize here in the word of God that if we pray in this place to the power of the Holy Ghost will shake us. Every now and again we ought to be moved, but there are folk that don't like it when you love God. There are folk that always want to question why you're praising God. You see, the reason why we are where we are right now is because the Lord God blessed one of our brothers and sisters. See, when I back up to the third chapter, the Bible declared that there was a man laying by the gate called Beautiful. This man had laid there day after day. Everybody walking by and giving him a little bit of this and a little bit of that. But one day we found out that there were Peter and John. They walked down and they fastened their eyes on him. When they looked up and they saw Peter and John, he reached out a little hand and began to wait on something from them. But Peter said, silver and gold have I not. I don't have no money to give you, but I got something that is better than money. Anybody know what I'm talking about? You may not have money to give nobody, but if you got the spirit of a mighty God, if you got the love of Jesus down in your heart, the Bible says he didn't have any money, but he reached down and grabbed the man by the hand. The man got up and all of a sudden, strength got back in his legs, strength got back in his ankles. He began to praise God. The Bible said he went into the temple, went in there with the apostles, and he was jumping up and praising the Lord our God. But don't you know there were some folk just like us. They were looking and they saw the man come in. They say, isn't that not the one that been laying out there at the gate? You know how some of us haters are? Somebody even might have thought up in their mind there wasn't anything wrong with him in the first place. But I want to let you know that this young man from the time he was born was not able to walk on his legs. But now that he's almost 40 years old, he ran into the man of God. The man of God had the power of God, for they realized that anything I ask in the name of Jesus, the Lord God can do it. I want to ask our chapel this morning, are you asking anything in the name of Jesus? See, you might need the Lord to bless your house. You need the Lord to bless your husband, to bless your wife. You better call on the name of Jesus when you go down on bended knees and you talk to the Lord our God. You got to know that God will be right there by your side. I wonder, is there anybody in the house that realize it is time right now to lift up the mighty name of Jesus? When I look here in this fourth chapter, they began to wonder, what is it about this man? For the Bible said that they began to question one another. They had one of those little group meetings trying to find out what it was that happened. How was it that they had the power to do this thing? For the Bible said, he said unto them, what power and by what name have you done this thing that we've seen? Peter, filled with the Holy Ghost, said unto him, ye rulers of and elders, all of you that crucified my Savior, the one that you crucified, the one that you said wasn't a child of God. The one that you said wouldn't get up out the grave. He got up just like he said. And there's no other name whereby anybody can be saved. Don't you know this morning, if you're saved and you claim salvation, it's only by the grace of a loving God. Is there anybody in the house this morning that know that God is right there by your side? They began to wonder and get all confused. I don't know anything about this power, but I just stopped by to let you know that if you need a little bit of power, you better ask the Lord our God. Holy Ghost power, Holy Ghost power. Anybody want some power? Anybody need some power? Anybody tired of being weak? And I want to let you know that when the Bible said that on the day of Pentecost, when the Holy Ghost was filled, it come, and they were all on one accord, that there was a mighty wind rushing down, and it came into the house of God, and it appeared unto them like unto fire, jumped on their body, got right in their mouth. They began to talk a talk that they did not know. They began to utter words that they didn't know how to spell, because the Spirit of the Almighty God began to bless them in a mighty way. The Bible said that they were filled with the Holy Ghost, and they began to speak with other tongues, and the other men began to wonder, how is it that these Galileans are able to speak in our native tongue, and we understand everything that they said? It's nothing but the power of the Holy Ghost. Now, I want to know this morning, how many of you really love the Lord? How many of you are glad this morning that God is on your side? Where are my prayers at in the house? Who prayed this morning? Who praying right now? Where are the prayers at? Where are the praises at? Is there any praises in the house? Is there anybody that can help me? I need a little bit of help, because I want my prayer. I want the Lord to answer my prayer. I need the Holy Ghost to shake down this house. I need the Holy Ghost to work on our lives. I need to know that I know that I know that the Lord God is by our side. Is there anybody in the house that don't mind getting out your comfort zone? You ought to praise him. You ought to praise him. Let everything that have breath praise the Lord. Praise him on that organ. Praise him on those drums. You ought to praise him. Open up your mouth. Somebody better help me make some noise for the Lord. I'm praying that God will send the Holy Ghost power. Holy Ghost power. Holy Ghost power. Come on me. Holy Ghost power. Anybody need power? Call on the name of Jesus. And when God comes, touch your body, you ought to have a praise in your mouth, a praise in your heart. You ought to have joy that you are praising him. I want to know, is there anybody praying for the revival? But revival is 3 weeks away. So I need you to pray right now. Because right now, right now, right now, we need the Lord. Somebody is not making no noise. I need somebody that know that God is on your side. I need somebody that's not worried about your neighbor. That get a radical praise. You better praise him like you don't have no sense. I want somebody that know that God healed your body to give God some radical praise. I want somebody that know that God saved your sin sick soul to give him some praise. I want somebody that don't know their ins and their outs to give God some praise. I want somebody in the name of Jesus. I want somebody to say hallelujah, hallelujah. I want somebody, I need somebody, I need somebody to say, for God I'll live and for God I'll die. I need somebody to say, oh God, I love you, God. I know you're with me, God. I know you're a way maker. I know you're a bridge across troubled water. I know you're a doctor that never lost a case. God been too good to us.
If God been good to you, you better praise him. You better praise him. If you got something at the altar that you waiting on God to do, you better praise him in advance. Don't wait until the battle is over. But you can shout right now. Right now, God is good. Right now, he is worthy. Hallelujah. I'm praying for a Holy Ghost shakedown. I can't do it, but the Spirit and the power of God, it can do it. Move, God. Move, God. Move, God. However you want to move. Touch whoever you want to touch. Hallelujah, Jesus. I'm going to let you alone. I'm going to let you alone. But hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. There's something about the name Jesus. There's something about the name Jesus. Woo! 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 Yeah! Woo! Yeah! Hallelujah! Yeah, God. Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, God. Somebody ought to have a yes in their spirit right now. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, God. Pray. Yes, sir. 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 Yes, sir.
Thank you, God. Thank you, God.
No way.
Thank you, God.
I'm so glad I still got joy. Oh, God. I'm so glad that the blood still works. They tried to deny him. But he rose with all power in his hands. And if that don't give us joy, then something is wrong somewhere. I thank God for early in my life, he let my heart feel his spirit. And I'm even more thankful today that despite my shortcomings, he still allowed me to feel his spirit. None of us are perfect. All have sinned and come short of God's glory. But when Jesus died and got up, oh God, if you believe, then it's going to be all right. It's all right now. It's all right now. Whatever you are dealing with, it's all right now. Whatever the enemy said that we're going to bring you down and make you turn your back on your God. How many of you know you can tell the devil you're a liar? I'm going to put you under my feet and I'm going to praise God with what I got. Because I ask God, Lord, do this for me. Lord, do this for me. And the Lord God came through. So when you pray, pray expecting God to come through. He's not a God that cannot do. And there's nothing too hard for him to do. So when you pray, pray and trust that God's will shall be done. You see, that's what the apostle was trying to get them to realize, that we need to come and get on one accord. And pray. And pray to the point of where the power of the Holy Ghost will shake this house.
If you don't want to be shook, that's all right. But there's going to come a time that you're going to want to feel the spirit of your God. As you stand to your feet this morning, do know that God loves you more than you love yourself. He's a loving God. He's a forgiving God. And the Lord God wants us to have prayer as a regular part of our lives. That personal relationship. Communicating, talking to your God. Lord, I didn't know what I was going to do, but I need you. Lord, I don't know how to pray, but I just want to call the name Jesus. And it's just that simple. And God can put in all those little ins and outs and fill up all the loopholes because he knows you. He knows what you're going through. He knows what is pressing you down. But God is able to build you back up this morning.